It's winter, and it's oh so cold. So if you are sitting on the middle of Lake Michigan ice fishing right now, you can still listen to this show. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Coming up, a chat with Ian Ziering. You know him as Finn from Sharknado. Sharknado was such a big hit, they made a Sharknado 2. And that was an even bigger hit, and now the world is clamoring for Sharknado 3. Will there be one? We will find out. Also, Ian is currently seen on Celebrity Apprentice. We will talk about some of his philanthropic concerns as well. He has a new line of men's and women's clothing, chainsaw brands. We'll talk about that. And we'll take a trip back in time and even talk about the days of 90210. And then we will talk about questions you should be asking your prospective maid service. Are you in the market for a maid service? My wife has a maid. The maid is me. And that's just the way it is. Most people can't get a maid service, but if you are in the market, these are the questions you need to ask, and some are downright preposterous. And then we'll have another edition of the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. Christina is talking about the X-Files. It could be coming back. And then Mike Huckabee upset all of Beyoncé Nation, and even more. And then we will talk about actors who are also great entrepreneurs. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Jessica Alba. And the story continues. We start things off, though, this hour with wintertime driving. It is very difficult to navigate the roads right now. The Northeast, about a week and a half ago, was struck with this ice storm that came out of nowhere, and you had 38-car pileups everywhere. Now, in this age of technology and selfies and everyone recording anything and everything that goes on around them, there was a gentleman who was on the New Jersey Turnpike. There he sat, and about 100, 200 yards in front of him were two tractor trailers who jackknifed on the icy roads. So he was sitting there, and all of a sudden he decided, yeah, it's time to make a video. This is my ticket to the YouTube Hall of Fame. The video begins, and he turns the camera around, and barreling down behind him is a double tractor trailer. Not one, two attached to the one driver driving along. So this thing was monstrous. You could hear the screech. It started to go out of control because not only did he have those two other trucks up ahead, he also had this guy much closer to him in the left lane. Well, the trucker ended up barreling over the guardrail into the adjacent lane of traffic, which on the New Jersey Turnpike is for cars. The other one is for cars and trucks. He smashed over the guardrail, jackknifed, and came back around in the front. The engine crashed into the guardrail, and it was a mess. The man in the car recorded the entire thing, and he didn't miss a detail. Don't you think it's probably a good idea to forget about recording? Put the damn phone down and move the car as you see this truck barreling down behind you at 70 miles an hour? Is getting a shot so important? Why all of a sudden is the need to record every moment in time so you can put it up there on YouTube and get views and put it up there on Facebook and get likes and put it up on Twitter and have people do whatever they do on Twitter with it? Very dangerous. Some of the comments, when you look at this on YouTube, and you may have seen this because it was shown on many television news reports as well, were, wait a minute, isn't there a responsibility of a driver to put the phone down and get the car off the road? He was sitting in the left lane. And when the man crashed, he literally started to roll the window up and started to drive away. How about getting out of your car that was causing an obstruction and seeing if this truck driver who crashed literally 100 feet from you is okay? Does he need help? What is more important, you helping someone who was just involved in a serious auto accident or getting on YouTube? Makes you wonder where this whole melange of technology is taking us morally. Stay with us. Ian Ziering coming up. Sharknado is on the way. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. I just spent a week on a cruise ship in Mexico, and what jumped out at me the first day was the endless amounts of food sitting on the buffet. One enormous tray was overloaded with Chilean sea bass, which is not only endangered, but the volume of baked sea bass, uneaten, was drying out under heat lamps. 10 minutes later, a new sparkling tray of 60 endangered sea bass fillets had replaced the old, and I asked the cruise director, why the waste? He said the passengers, quote, appreciate the notion of abundance. It seems the ocean also might enjoy the notion of abundance and may not appreciate being drained of its last remaining endangered life forms, so Mildred can nod while passing the full fish tray on the way to the dessert counter. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Order in the court.
If the wedding's canceled, do you have to give the ring back? This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Jim and Judy were very much in love. When they decided to get married, Jim gave Judy a very expensive engagement ring. Unfortunately, a few months later, Judy broke off the engagement. Since Jim spent so much money on the ring, he asked for it back, but Judy refused. She said it was a gift, and Jim had no legal right to take it away from her. So, can Judy keep the ring? After all, it was a gift. The final verdict after this. So, whose ring is it? Judy must return it to Jim. Engagement gifts are given with the expectation that marriage will take place. Since Judy broke off the engagement, Jim can go to court to recover his ring. And that's the final verdict.